Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast. I'm Kimberly Dondo, Digital Content Manager. You have me for the second week in a row as part of our team is currently out at the Money Marketing Retirement Summit. For this week's weekend essay, we have reporter Momadou Touré talking to us about the importance of one of the least talked about financial products, income protection. I hope you enjoy.
Weekend essay. Let's make some noise for income protection. If you look up the word protection in the dictionary, it says the condition or state of being kept safe from injury, damage, or loss. The definition is clear and unequivocal. Protection equals safety. We all need protection from the myriad of life's troubles and woes. And therefore, we seek insurance to hedge against the risk of financial losses should the worst happen to us. Income protection insurance is one of those important financial products. Let's talk about. What is income protection? In simple terms, income protection insurance basically means having a financial safety net if you can't work due to sickness or disability. It is a known fact that 1 in 10 people during their working life will require more than 6 months of work to recover from an injury or illness. You would think it would be a no-brainer taking out an income protection to protect oneself from income shocks, and that there will be a high protection take-up among workers. But that's not the case, as the income protection stats are not encouraging. Only 7% of workers held an income protection policy, according to data from the insurer Jubri. Its 2015 protection insurance survey found that 50% of families and 62% of single parents in the UK do not have any life insurance. You might be tempted to ask, why aren't many people buying protection insurance? One answer is that people think long-term loss of earnings due to illness or injury would happen to them. Another concern is the cost of income protection insurance. There is the belief that the premium is prohibitively expensive and insurance don't pay out claims. But these concerns are unfounded and do not reflect the facts in the UK insurance market. Income protection products are relatively cheap, and insurance claims are mostly paid. Last year, the insurance industry paid out more than £6.2 billion in protection claims, and that represented 98% of all claims. Before joining Money Marketing and being subsequently assigned the protection patch, I used to hold similar views. My ignorance didn't stem from some malign conspiracy theory against profiteering insurers, but rather from a lack of understanding of income protection and how it would benefit me. This is something the protection industry is waking up to and taking steps to correct. There are proactive efforts to make more people become aware of the need for income protection. Unlike other insurance products, income protection is unknown to many. CCM Bank Hall's Emma Thompson aptly described it as the underdog of the protection family. She wants advisors to show more support for income protection as they would do for underdogs in other areas of life, such as sports and talent shows. In the song, "The Times They Are Changing," Bob Dylan sang, "For the loser now will be later to win. The slow one now will later be fast. For the times they are changing." The odds of the income protection underdog are rapidly changing, and it is winning all the way to the podium. The COVID pandemic has been a boon to the protection industry. It shifted the dial for income protection products. What was once a poor relation of the protection family has seen its fortunes change. As people grapple with the uncertainties brought about by the global health crisis we saw demand for income protection rise significantly. People became increasingly worried about their health, work, and finances. They realized the benefits of financial products such as income protection and the peace of mind it provides should it was happen to them. Many took steps to protect themselves and their loved ones during a turbulent time. The shift in perspective due to the pandemic was captured in the Hyman-Robertson 2021 Consumer Survey of the Protection Market. It found that over a third of people, 39%, are more likely to buy protection insurance because of the experience during the pandemic. The report, however, indicated that despite the growing interest in protection products, there is still some way to go. Hyman Robertson's head of products, insurance and financial services, Karen Broly, urged insurers to make sure the services added to products are meeting customers' needs, expectations and demand for real values. Her exhortation has been taken seriously by the protection industry. Many insurers are making changes to their income protection products to cater to the changing needs of customers. LV recently launched income protection products for workers and SMEs worried about paying their mortgage and sick employees. Exeter also revamped its income protection products to cater to a wide range of occupations, from professionals to manual workers. Similarly, industry bodies are riding the wave of income protection momentum. The Income Protection Task Force, IPTF, last month launched Income Protection Awareness Week to raise the profile and grow sales of income protection products. The Income Protection Awareness Week comprises a series of keynote presentations, panel debates, and case studies covering themes across income protection, mortgages, wealth advice, claims, and underwriting. The week-long campaign used the hashtag Let's Talk Income Protection to create a chat online. I was privileged to attend the live online events, which were designed to equip advisors with skill sets and tools. To include income protection in their conversation with clients. Protection experts have accused advisors of overlooking income protection in favor of asset growth and retirement planning. And the reasons for this, among others, include income protection products being seen as too complicated or not profitable. Income Protection Awareness Week was organized to dispel the misconception around income protection and provide advisors with a new outlook on the growing sector. The IPTF co-chair, Katie Crook-Davis, said, "Our aim is that the campaign will encourage everyone in the industry to think about what they can do to sell more income protection and give advisors the tools they need to put our ideas into action." One of the standout moments of the Income Protection Awareness Week for me was the presentation of financial planner Gemma Desi. She provided advisors with a roadmap of addressing their clients' doubts. "It is my job to put my clients in a position where they understand the impact that not having the right protection will have on their financial future," Desi told the attendees. The IPTF campaign was a success, and protection industry players, including advisors, brokers, and insurance providers, made pledges to increase their income protection sales. As part of its call to action, the IPTF urged the participants to start making an impact and changing behaviors. It detailed 5 tips on how to begin the journey of selling income protection. They include seeking out additional training, identifying opportunities, committing to having the income protection conversation, making some noise to highlight the need for and benefit of income protection, and keeping in touch with the IPTF. "Our pledge at Money Marketing is to continue to make some noise for income protection and use the power of storytelling to bring to life the stories of people behind the income protection sector."
Thank you, Momodi, once again for another intriguing weekend essay. We really do hope you enjoyed it. We release new weekend essays every Friday, so please do stay up to date with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and every other platform that you consume your podcasts from. You can also find out more from our Twitter and LinkedIn and the Money Marketing website. See you next week!